Today's Thursday, and we're supposed to talk about transport fare scam as men online are beginning to complain a lot. And also, I think a caller or two callers complained to me on the chat station about sending girls money, girls the myth during the hookup show. Send them money to visit them, but hey, the ladies were nowhere to be found. So we were supposed to have that conversation, but Pondit and I had a conversation earlier on, and Pondit was like, hey Ada, have you forgotten that we promised to talk about what we miss about childhood on Thursday throwback? And I was like, oh wow, I totally forgot. All right, so we'll do that. We'll see how we'll squeeze in two topics. Yeah, we'll struggle. But so tonight we'll be talking about childhood days. We'll throw it all back in time, and we'll basically be sharing the things we miss about childhood. I miss it. I don't know about you. You know, as children, most of us couldn't wait to grow up. Adults around us got to go to bed late at night. They could eat whatever they wanted, and they could go places without anyone's help or permission. But now that we are adults ourselves, we finally see what an illusion that was. And many of us long to go back to our childhood when things were way simpler and all you had to do was sleep, play, and eat. So we'll be asking you, or we are asking you, what you miss the most about your childhood. And of course, we'll be reading comments as well. So feel free to hit us up when we return to talk about this. Normally, we do this on Fridays, like the Feel Good Fridays, where we play just Niger tunes. But since we're throwing it all back, we'll play you Niger tunes back in time. But we'll start off with a song by Burna Boy. It's not actually a throwback song, but I just want you to enjoy this. Waiting Man Could Do. You don't grow up, you don't grow up. You know if you go back. So enjoy the adulthood. Waiting if you do. And Justin Bieber. All right, good morning. Ada Blessing is my name, your radio girlfriend. Welcome to the chat station. Talk. Hi, my name is Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Never know how
much I love you. Going through a lot in your relationship and you need someone to talk to? Then join Ada Blessing on the chat station. Heart-to-heart conversations and love and life experiences, matters of the heart, and so much more. But you'll be my Juliet and I'll be your Romeo. The chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I welcome you back to the chat station. I go by the name of Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend, and I am not alone. You know, I love men. I did straightforward. I'm not lying. I do. So I have Pondit right here. But sadly, I love men, but I have a boy in the studio with me. What do I do? They said half bread. Half bread is better than not. So I'll manage. They said when the desirable is not available, the available becomes the, you know, not even desired, they're manageable. So I am managing this boy that I have here, but I love men. So if you are a man, please try. Visit our office. Come be with me in the studio. If you are a man, you know what I mean? Not a boy. Okay, welcome. 37 minutes gone past 12. How are you doing, Pondit? Yeah, don't give me that vibe.
I don't know. I just have to give you the boy's vibe.
I know. See now, if you were a man, okay, right now, you would have been like, Ada, just take this money and spend for no reason. But you see, you're just staring at me. You're still in that WhatsApp group of, baby, have you eaten? Baby, try it. Please, eat for me. You're still in that WhatsApp group. Instead of you to say, babe, have you eaten? And I'll be like, no. Then you say, okay, I am sending 50K to your account. Just go get something to eat. But your type, baby, please try and eat for me. You know, I don't want you to be hungry.
You see why I don't like Snapchat girls.
Try and eat for
me. I don't like all these people. See, that's fine, though. That's fine.
Babe, I'm not feeling fine. Baby, not, please try and be fine, no?
Well, you have to be fine, no? At least for your parents.
Oh, wow. Of course, I have to to be fine for myself first, and then my parents.
It's you and your parents now. It does be fine. But we could just do as if we care. Especially if you never chop apple. You could just be like, so please try and eat for me, yeah? Try and eat for me, right?
Okay, I'm actually saying this because I saw a quote like that yesterday. Oh, it was actually a meme, yeah. It was trending.
Okay.
And like, please for me, I don't want all this baby. Please try and eat for me, guys. I was like, what? Like, that got me laughing. And I started thinking, I was like, wait, I have people like that too. That would just call me, what's up with the high? I'm like, I'm good. You're sounding sleepy. I'm like, no, I'm not. I've just been very busy. Have you eaten? No, yet. And he was like, please try and eat for me. I'm like, who are you, bro? I am hungry. I'll eat when I feel like eating, like when I'm very, very hungry or when I have the chance to. Which one is trying to eat for me? Like, I am eating and I'm eating for you, bro. And another one that pisses me off. Sorry, this is not a topic today. The ones that will be like, Ada, how are you? Like, I am fine. Uh-huh. What's happening? Nothing. Ah, you're not sounding okay. Baby. baby, for my sake, just be all right, okay? And I'll be like, wait. So, I don't need that happiness for myself. It's for you.
No, and you know.
The thing that you're not even supposed to call me baby, like, see, bro.
You know, we guys.
Who will be for the film?
Sometimes you know, you just have to do some of this to make you bless it. We care, and if it doesn't work for you, you get who it work for. So relax. So, but just that some guys do not have to upgrade. You know, when you meet people like Ada, you just know see this one now old concrete. You don't dare wake up. So you all those other lines we use for, you know, might not really work on this one.
If you're with me or you want to be my guy, when I tell you I've not eaten, what I expect of you is, why, been busy?
Okay.
Or, okay, what do you want to eat?
Why I go ask you? First of all, hold on.
No. I am the type
relax
that sometimes...
Now, relax.
Wait, calm down.
Type.
No.
I don't do your type. Relax.
Oh, you can't even handle my type, sorry.
No.
You can't.
I will not ask you why you have not eaten or what you're going to eat.
Okay.
In case I don't have the money to give you.
I'm not even going to ask you for that. Sometimes I am very indecisive on what I want to eat. I am that type. I might have tons of food in my fridge. Like, I hardly cook. But when I do, I cook lots of. So, sometimes I wake up. Like, yesterday, I ate just once. And that was, I think, 8:30 p.m. So, all through the day, I felt like eating nothing. It was later at night that it will soon be work time. Let me just eat and have strength. If I was not working, yesterday will pass without me eating.
Baby,
that's how.
Please, you must always eat for me.
You're sick. So that's my type. Sometimes I want someone to like hit me up. What have you eaten? I'm like, no.
Really?
Okay, been busy or what? Or what do you want to eat? Then I'll tell you, well, I have this. I don't even know what I want to eat.
Okay.
So, sometimes my friends...
Okay, just...
Decide for me.
Okay.
Like, okay, eat this one. Then I'll
okay,
be like,
chat
okay.
station. From now henceforth, I'll be calling Ada. I'll just ask her. Please, have you eaten today?
Don't even try it.
The boy you were cannot eat.
Don't even try it.
Please, baby, eat for me.
But there are days that I eat like a glutton. I might eat like 8 different things and eat.
I think I've met you a couple of days. Like
you know, there are days that I'll just be like, Pondit, I just finished eating this. Pondit, please, let's go and get fruit. I want to add fruit. Pondit, let's get bread. I want to do this. There are days that I'll just... I'll be like, wait, for 2 days I've not eaten. I've just been drinking water. Now, wow. I for real.
Come on.
For real.
I've not met you 2 days. That
because we don't talk every day. You're not him. You can't call me every day. You don't have that right.
Who is him? Okay.
God.
Okay, I know.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Okay, let's talk in this direction again. Because this is now if you're going for where I don't like.
You know.
It's fine. Let's ring bell for break time. It's time.
All right,
morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
42
Lagos.
Minutes gone past 12. You know, it's always like different Pondit and I are here. Pondit just has a way of... Touching that part of me.
It's every time you see me, you get 10
true.
Topics.
No, Pondit. See.
Even off the mic, whenever that comes across Pondit, be like, hey, Pondit, hey, I come across this meme. Hey, we can talk about it on the radio. So you just say, like, I don't become... No, I beg. No, be you. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, everybody. Please.
I am playing this for you, Pondit. This is just for you.
You say they're wise.
just for you. Like, just for you.
I give up.
What? Okay, like I said before, today being Thursday, we are throwing it all back in time. Sadly, we have this Mumu man right here in the studio, but we'll hook up with him. So I want us to talk about our childhood days. You know, back then, I don't know about you. Let me speak for myself. Then I used to envy my parents. I know it's a strong word, envy, yeah? A child's not supposed to, but let me tell you, not like it was that bad. They expect me to be home at 5. Latest 6. But then 7, 8 p.m. my mom and dad would dress up and they would drive out. And they would come back 10, 11 p.m. with suya, drink and stuff. And then sometimes they would remember also and bring it inside. There are days that they just want to do their thing inside the car. They will be eating, gisting, and good kids like my brothers and I will be peeping through the window and be seeing our parents chewing suya and drinking, not coming inside. I'll be like, wow. Now, wow. Then you go outside, you tell them what you're doing out at past 11. So I was like, is this how adulthood is? I really need to grow up, have my own money, buy my own suya, you know, go out with my husband or with my boyfriend and return and just sit in the car.
And lock my own window.
You know, see, sit in the car, eat suya, you know, drive out at any time, wear anything, do anything, buy anything, go to market, days I feel like, days I want to, have my own money. Like, I would just be in the sitting room and my mom and dad would be discussing. I'll be hearing, okay, you use this 200,000 and do this and do this. Then it was like, so these people, they touch 200,000 for hand. I just couldn't wait to be an adult. I don't know if you get
to touch blood money.
You know, and
because,
then
because 200,000 there feels like it's 20 million now,
my dear. And then where you can't even be. And then wear those clothes I felt like wearing. Like, I'll be watching movies. Then Days of Mortala, Days of Genevieve, Stephanie.
That's you know, you
all those campus films.
What's wrong with you?
You know, no. Those spaghetti straps and the mini skirt. I'll just be fantasizing me.
So many things hungry when you
smell. You know, me dressing like them, painting my nails, having weave on. Ah, like now, wow. I really need to grow up. I really need to. And then my brother somehow passed the benchmark. My elder brother, he was now coming back home 7, 8 p.m. Like that, returning home at night. It was something I was praying for. I didn't know what outside world looked like at night, except church programs with parents, obviously. And I just wanted to experience it, go out myself, and then return at night, knock on the door, they'll open and say welcome. Like, I had to. But hey, all an illusion. I got into adulthood. Now I feel like running back. Like, the bills, no be here. No one told me that it was expensive. No one did.
The things that you fantasize for, did you expect them to come that cheap or come free?
I did not know. I did not know
it was going to be that expensive.
I was young. I thought those things were just there and they were free. You know, when you get to a certain age, you just get into that phase and things are already there, everything in place for you, welcoming you to adulthood and.
You cross leg.
No, you know.
You come back, the open gate for you.
You know, without even thinking of, hey, this gate man, they actually pay him salary.
Yeah.
I was not even thinking
who's
of.
Paying him? The federal government is paying him to exfoliate your face, buy you clothes,
you know,
make you enjoy adulthood. Well done.
I did not
come
know.
On, dear.
So I got into adulthood, and I think there was a day I called my dad.
Okay.
I think maybe he was just expecting me to say, hey, dad, what's up? How are you? What's going on? Okay, just checking up on you. Bye. But that day I called him and I was like, daddy, he said, yeah? I said, thank you very much. And he was like, for what? I was like, for everything. And he was confused and surprised. He was like, what's happened?
Bad picking the toes.
I know. No, I'm just thanking you. Like, life is hard. Being an adult is difficult. He started laughing. And he was like, what happened? And I was like, it's not easy to feed myself.
And I.
And it's not just easy. Like I pay for rent, I pay for electricity bill, I pay for waste bin, I pay the gate man, I do this, I do that, I transport myself to work, I still have to save. I was like, Dad, how are you doing all this? And then seeing 4 kids through school, still running the family, providing food for everybody, and then family members were also visiting, you were still giving them money, you were still fueling your car, you were still buying us clothes, you were just, I was like, Daddy, thank you very much, God bless you. And he was emotional.
God bless our parents. Like, this is for our parents.
For real,
for our parents.
He got emotional.
Bless you guys. We love you. On behalf of Ada.
He was so emotional.
And Yada.
Calm down.
Association.
After I finished, I called mom. I said the same thing. I was like, God bless you. Like, it's not easy. And my mom cried. And she was like, it's God. I was like, thank you very much. Anyway, it's not an emotional night. We just want to have fun. But so I did that.
So once I wake up, I'll get my father emotional.
Look at this all day.
Dad.
Okay.
Dad, thank you. For
no, it has to come from your heart, not because Ada said it.
No, it come from my heart.
Anyway, like I said, we've all been there at some point with praying and craving to be adults, to leave our parents' houses and then be our own bosses, do our own things the way we want to. Now that you are there, now that you are an adult, now that you are fully in charge of yourself, what are the things you miss about childhood? Do you actually miss your childhood days? Do you feel like running back to the days of everything free? Mommy, thank you. Daddy, thank you. The days where it was more like you were talking to God directly. Ask and it should have been given unto you.
Yeah.
Just get to your dad and like, I said I should buy this book. It's 25,000. And in your heart of hearts, you're expecting
with
the money.
So much pride.
Like it's like, your right.
Like, yeah.
So much entitlement. Like
you, man, you owe me this.
And if they don't even give you get angry. See. I asked Popsy for money. They told me, say, you'll give me on Friday. You know what I say? I won't pay the for the textbook. Then use the 5K on top. Carry come out.
God, forgive me. Jesus Christ. God, forgive me. Okay. Hoodlum, now I be for the rest. Dad, if you're listening, please, I'm sorry. I think I've said this before.
Yeah.
I'm sorry because I don't understand how thousands of naira.
No, but I was not doing that. I was a good child.
Me, I did though in my university. And it's good I confess on radio. So if
No, don't confess on radio. Confess to him. Call him on the phone. Just call your dad. Mm. You have his account number. Just send him 100K.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when he calls,
it's nothing to my dad. Don't
it's
worry.
Nothing. No, we, see,
don't
there is nothing we can
worry.
Give. You're just being stingy. You're being stingy. It's not that we can actually give our. There's no amount of money we can give to our parents that will, you know, amount to or that will equate the things they've done for us. Uh-huh. But the little things we offer, they are our parents. They understand that it's coming from a place of love.
And I'll tell him that.
You understand? Let him call you. Send him the money and wait. He will call you to say thank you. Be like, you sent me money. Like, Dad, I know it's small. Just manage it. I just want to say thank you.
I don't have his account number. He's the only one that has mine.
You don't have your dad's account number?
I don't have none.
You're such an embarrassment.
I love the embarrassment.
What?
What's what?
You don't have your parents' account.
Why? Is the accountant that have it, not me.
Oh, my. What? Okay. I am done with you, Pundit. But Pundit, tell us, what do you miss about childhood?
I love the fact that I will walk into the living room and say, Dad, gas don't finish. I wanted to go boil rice and then the next thing, Mom, gas, you know, the next thing, you know, you just break plates and somehow you go and ask them to buy again, you know, spoon down laws. Jesus, that point you just go and talk like you have all the right to ask them for anything. I think I missed that part.
I miss Christmas clothes too. And free food. Not like they were actually no. My parents were not that type that will, you know, be giving you Christmas clothes yearly. They were the type that, you know, they will buy you clothes. Randomly.
And you won't even remember Christmas,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So that's it.
Yeah, they were that type.
I think we're in the same category.
Christmas Day, I'd probably check my box of clothes. I'll have like 2-3 new clothes that I've not even worn. So just pick them and They're not born you with open mouth or say, buy me Christmas. Are you okay? Are you normal? But I miss that free food. Neighbors exchanging food. And then that day you have varieties.
You know?
Fried rice and stew, white soup, afang. And it was more like a buffet at home. Anything you want to eat. It's up to you. I miss that one. But these days, before you try it, you look at your account balance like this. I mean, make I just do fried rice chilo.
You have the option for fried rice. People say, make I just sip Gary, my lock up.
Relax!
There was one day, I think it was 3 years ago, on Christmas Day, I had an event. I was hosting an event. Christmas Day evening.
You host event?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I was doing that.
Oh,
and then
you were there.
You were sick. So my younger brother was with me then, and he was like more like my PA, my outfit, my makeup. He was just with my box of clothes. After the whole thing, we got home at past 9. There was no food. It was Christmas Day. I now recall that there was no food, so we quickly went to an eatery to get food, see the crowd. Christmas Day now, people went out with their family members. Mm-hmm. Sincerely, we just wanted to get food. So we succeeded. We got the food. We got home because everywhere was populated. It was crowded. We got home while eating. I just got weak. I called my mom. It's like, Mom, I miss you. And she was like, we are eating. I was like, Mom, it's okay. Mommy, I bought food today being Christmas. Mommy, I miss you. I miss home.
Never you know? Bought. I never seen you bought food before on Christmas Day.
You know?
What I'm here buying. And I'm not even buying for myself. I buy for the boy that you born.
No, I did not say that. I did not feel that. I just missed home. I missed that freebies, you know. Christmas Day, what? Free food. Anything. Eat anything.
You
eat
enjoy
whatever.
You enjoy too much free things when you were young.
Yeah, so free everything. Free ride to school. Free lunch money. You're going to school. You're asking for transportation if they're not dropping you off. And you're asking for break time money. Okay. And then I'll save it at the end of the term. I'll be realizing loads of money. I'll not use it and go and buy skates.
Interesting. Interesting.
Ada.
That's why your bills just the high. Anyhow. We just reach out. We go, yes, in a say this one.
You're
it's
sick.
For.
You are just have sick. To okay, 55 minutes gone past 12. Let's take phone calls. Hit us up and tell us what you miss about childhood days. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Let us know the things you miss about childhood. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's your name?
This is Prince.
Prince from where?
From Ajah.
All right, Mr. Prince, welcome.
Earlier that is.
What did you say?
I said I was the one that called earlier that your co-host Lambert.
Please, let's not do this here.
No, you don't know how.
Let's not do this here. It's a plea. This is a chat station.
Me emotionally.
So sorry about that, but this is a chat station, all right?
But you should know.
This is a chat station. Can you respect that? It's another show entirely.
What are that?
Can you respect that? Please. Thank you. This is a chat station and not live and dangerous with Daddy Free. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. We're talking about those good old days. The things you miss. Are you like Ada, who is missing all the freebies? Who is missing the free food? Or you're like Pondit, who is missing, you know, extorting money from parents to carry babes? Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, I can hear you.
Fine, but see, look, there is something you were not getting right here. Someone just called you down. You're still like, what to like, cut that topic.
Hello, can we just respect that this is another show?
Excuse me.
No, we're not doing that here. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Richie over there.
Good morning.
My name is
Okadewo. Okay.
What's your name?
Adigbo.
Oh.
Okadewo.
Okay. Welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, back in the days, as we were growing up as a child, we really don't know actually what our parents are passing through. But I believe that they have tried their best and they've done a lot of things that we, on our own, wouldn't have done. So they have the credit already.
Right.
And as we stand today, I remember only one word my dad used to tell me.
Okay.
Very soon, you will see what I'm saying.
You're seeing that thing now, yeah? You don't follow Sia, baby?
I have seen people. I'm telling you, honestly speaking, and I'll continue telling my children, it's not going to be long. My own is not going to be long. So by the time they grow up well, I will start by very soon. Maybe I'll be, as I was thinking, I will start thinking for soon and very soon.
It's okay. Thanks for what?
School fees. Feeding. Going to recreation, going to the zoo to see animals physically. Huh. And that, if you grow up in the north, you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
But look at today. The only thing I miss so far today is just the insecurity in Nigeria. I'm telling you honestly, none of my children will be in my house. All of them will be in boarding school in a far state. And that, you know how many languages I speak today? I speak over 9 languages of this country.
Wow, really?
Yes, I'm telling you honestly speaking.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Are you serious?
I tell you honestly speaking, but that is one of the things I know I'm not going to get back or give back to my children. Those movements I did. I drive from Bauchi, Abuja to Bauchi, so Yankari get reserved at age of 19. Who would do that?
Whoa. Are you serious?
God bless my father.
Amen.
God bless all the parents.
Parents, yeah. Right.
Mm.
Okay. That's serious. At 19. True. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Morning. Yes. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking. What's your name? Hello?
Ed, calling for me.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. You brought back our memory. Yeah, it's a good thing, yeah. The only thing I have to say is that when growing up, I actually grew up with my granny.
Okay.
My mother and grandmother and father. So then, when you ask them something, they say, you don't have. No, there's a lot of things, though, a lot of food, like, I don't have. Don't worry, you'll be wondering, why is that? Each time I ask this woman, they say, don't have. So don't worry, when you grow up, you understand. And to be told, you are facing it today. And not that you don't have, but after that time, what they request for, they will not be with you. Understand? So,
okay.
I miss that time of when you come home, next thing they will ask you, are you eating? Come to the kitchen, you know? Even if we work for it, when you were growing up, you go out, you go out of the way, you play, morning tea, maybe you see in the evening, start coming home.
Okay.
When they see you, you call because it's time to eat. Go inside and eat, your food is on the table, and all that. So, it's fun being three kids then. I wish everybody could tell you, let's take a walk back in the
city. It's not possible.
It's not possible. So it's a nice thing you are doing. Keep it up.
It's okay, dear. Thanks. Thank you. It's so not possible. You're here. You are here.
You are a good man. You are a good woman.
So fix it. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Please turn off your radio. Turn it off. Hello.
Turn off your radio. We didn't say she dropped the call. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Dave, calling from First Stock.
What's your name?
Dave, calling from First Stock.
Dave, okay. Where's Goloyat?
I don't know. I killed him or something.
Nice. Welcome.
I like that. That guy's smart. Dave, you're smart.
Welcome.
Now, when growing up, when NCA was NCA, when you come back from school and you wait for the TV and it's like...
Hello? Oh, dear.
I think he's trying to give us the soundtrack.
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning. My name is Gabriel.
Gabriel.
I really enjoy you. You really enjoy your younger age. Some of us did this opportunity at all. We go through pay on my old side. We go through pay. Well, at the age of 5, I left Lagos. My parents took me out to my grandmother in the village.
The age of 5?
At the age of 5.
Wow.
I able to know. I left. No, a village those days was dark place. They're sleeping in old house. My eye clear already in a different world. At the age of 9, struggle started. Serious struggle. I started going to the farm. I'm going to the school, yeah. Going to the farm also. Can I even do my own farm on my own at the age of 9? When my son get to the age of 9, I look at my son. I remember my old, when I was 9 years old. I shed tears. After 1984, after the... I grew up in a independent state in those days. 1984, we were some Ogbomiji and take over from Abusali. We were on free education at that time. As 1984, some Ogbomiji introduced the school fees of 15. I can never forget that. My parents said they cannot able to pay for me.
Wow.
I become a farmer. They abandoned me in the village. When my mates are going to the school, I will go and hide myself. When I saw that school uniform, our pure white and blue knicker, white socks and canvas, that's what we wear in our school. I shed tears. I cannot leave out till everybody go to the school. Before I will not take my calculus and go to the farm. I will remain in the farm till everybody enter house back very late in the evening. I don't want to see that school uniform.
Oh, dear.
I will go. I go through pace at the age of 90. Although I grew up actually doing little work. I'm sleeping inside my car now. Listen to you, people.
Wow.
Some of people go through a lot of pain.
Wow.
To make sure my children go to the school. My first son, I finished secondary school, about to enter university. When my third daughter also finished secondary school. Some people go through pain. You go through pain in life.
God bless you.
Good evening.
For sharing this. God bless
you.
Yes, we're here talking about the fun part, you know, being raised by a parent that really not struggling, or maybe struggling, but you were doing fine as a kid.
Yeah.
But then again, this
people.
Is the opposite side. God bless you. We're all here together today.
Thanks for the motivation. So if you're listening and then you're feeling like everything is not really, really working well with you, you've heard from him. Tomorrow is definitely going to be better. Hello? Please turn off your radio, please. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Prince.
Prince from where?
Same Prince from my job.
Okay.
I just want to join.
Can you speak up?
I said I just want to join in the topic.
All right, feel free.
Yeah, so I just remembering those days when I lost my mom at a very tender age.
Wow.
So and I grew up with my grandma. My grandma was very, very prominent in Benin.
Okay.
So we'll go to a Benindian's house. We'll go and eat on a Christmas day. When we are coming back, we already feel. Sometimes we will be sleeping on the road. You know, sleeping on the road. There was a time we could, my grandmother could not buy our uniform because Christmas clothes. So we had to use school uniform and wore a knicker on our school uniform. So he said because we did not buy Christmas clothes, we cannot go to a Guinean's house because of the shame and the guilt. So we were offered to go to somewhere, one of our in-laws' place. So when we got there, we ate and ate and ate. We refused to come back home. My grandmother had to take, she entered into her car and came over to then the in-law is late now, Mr. Nojowo. When she got there, she packed all of us into the car. She said we are all gluttons, that we had long throat. We refused to come back home. So any other Christmas that we had to go out, she will use that as a punishment. We remain in the house. So there was this particular day, we had to run out of the house. So my younger brother got missing. Hello?
Yeah, we are here.
My younger brother got missing. So my grandmother now went to the welfare and announced the missing of my younger brother. Mm. So we got home. She knelt us down and grand pepe and used to pay on our faces.
Jeez.
Whoa.
It was really tough. She's very strict. She was very strict, my grandmother. Hmm. So they would call us because she was a politician, very prominent. She was the running mate of Malama Aminu Kano. So they would be calling us Madame Piaro Pichu.
Ah, man.
They call us Madame Piaro Pichu, Madame Piaro Pichu. So that made us very popular, and we were having great friends in Benin. So it was a good time to remember, though.
Sure.
That's just what I remember for now. I said, let me call.
Thank you so much for sharing this. We really appreciate
it. My brother there, thank you very much for sharing with our chat girlfriend. Thank you for don't take her away from other.
No. I'm taking by myself.
Please control yourself, please.
No,
because
that's
we don't want any. We are very jealous.
No,
we don't want any other person to be in the studio and start touching her anyhow.
Yeah,
I hope you are not touching her.
No, he cannot.
Just give a distance, please.
Of course, there is still COVID. Thank you.
All right.
Have a wonderful time.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Moyo.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
What happened, Moyo? I've not heard your voice in like 2 years.
Hey!
What happened?
Pondy.
Moyo, what happened?
Not really sure. I'm from Australia, and I'm good.
All right, good to know. Please be.
Yeah.
I thought you cheated on us. I thought you cheated on us.
No. You guys are the best now.
Oh my God. Baby, come here. Shh. All right.
Growing up, I lost my mom when I was very, very young. But I can remember I can remember some things. When I was growing up, we have five in number in my house. I'm the last one. So when my sister, and I my turn to wash plate at home, I'm now form sick. I'm not feeling fine.
Moyo.
So my grandmother say, leave her alone, let her stay, let her just rest. She used to be to wash my uniform, because she's one I think she won't even train me. I can remember, yes, she's the one. Most of the time, I used to go and meet her. I was still beside her. She was telling me stories, some other things. So most of domestic work at home, I don't need to do it. Because I've been the last one, you just have to just leave her alone. But now, it's like, that time is true of that time. When I don't need to do that time. But now it's time, that is true. I'm doing now. So that's why. I really like my grandma. I love her so much. She's my mom too. I miss them. I miss both of them. And my dad too. I miss all of them because they are the best. They are, growing up, it was not so. For me, it was not so good when I lost my parents. So, but the few memories I remember, that's what I can see.
Okay.
So, I love you guys so much.
What
about Mr. Akin? Is that
no.
Okay. One beat.
Yes, mommy.
Yes, ma'am. Who are you whining?
I'm so touched by your story.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right, dear Moyo. Thanks for sharing. Okay, 13 minutes gone past 1, and this is still the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. Tonight, we're throwing it all back. Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
We're calling back again.
Okay.
Okay, while growing up, my mom was the ass whooper, like...
Was what?
The ass whooper. She will beat Chris, come up for your body.
Because you were stubborn.
And you know, the only way to escape those beating is to scream something that will make her, you know, fear while she's beating you. So she's like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And you'd be like, mommy, my brain, I cannot see you. Yeah. That's the only way she'll stop. If not, and you have to scream until the neighbors can hear so that they'll be like, Mama,
you are so dramatic. What?
This guy is an actor.
That's the only way you can just get out of the picture. Then also, I remember like Christmas period. You know, one day, I don't know, when growing up, you know, when everybody is like, have like the same thing. Sean John would be in the market by that time with Canva. And mom feels like they would like to take everybody shopping, and everybody would wear like the same jeans. If you have brothers, everybody will have the same jeans.
Yeah.
And the annoying thing is that you can't actually pick the one you want. They will tell you, do you like that one? And you're like, yes, mommy, shut up. Or they bring one canvas and you really like that one, and because of the fear of the shut up, come on, choose that one. There it. Even if you tight like this and you put your leg into it, you say, God, this one fits you. Because you say yes. Just to get out of that market, anything like. So these were crazy times.
Yeah, they are all good memories. Trust me, they are all good memories. Thank you for calling back to share. Really appreciate this. Everybody's talking about bedtime stories, Ada.
Share with us.
Where your parents would gather everybody, and they would just be telling you about stories. Tell you about your grandfather, your grandmother. Tell you about, you know, certain things in the village. Probably, maybe you've not been to the village before, you were young, and you know, they would just be telling you about things that if you go to the village that you will see, what they believe, what their tradition is all about. And then these superstitious stories, because let me call it that way, you know, that one, that in fact, I don't know, man, this one was just busting my brain. They would tell me stuff like, if you break palm kernel in the night, that snake would just come from nowhere and bite you. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Jesus, that's how you start holding your siblings. Oh yeah, Jesus, I would never break palm kernel. Goodness.
They played with the intelligence.
Yeah,
yes.
Hello,
good morning, Mr. Jeb.
Hello, good morning.
What's popping, bro? I didn't even know you were the one. What happened to our ringtone?
Signature tune.
What happened?
Okay.
How far now?
How about I did,
bro? Yeah, now. Yarn with us.
Yeah. This part I pass off. One small piece of play. The only two are pictures are whether there is a good plan.
Is it plans to go steal or what? I steal person
no,
good.
Don't worry. I don't tell you whether it's a good plan, when I smoke. That's a kind of stuff. I don't have a day for myself. They just put out one by one.
That's Jeff B.
Good morning, no.
Our family.
I don't think go play. I don't go like the other way around. You understand? Also, they put the flag. You understand? I put the text to make the text to the other. You understand? Only that one. Only that play like
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, well, we're here. Oh, we enjoy the story.
You can imagine what the guy said to you. Well, this was fun, sir.
Wow.
All right, Jeff.
Hello?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay, wait, I didn't talk to us tonight because I didn't agree to you. I
didn't
hear your voice.
What do you want me to talk? I know it's good plans when I'm small. Like when I enter school, I come, Sabi Vodi, now I come to execute this kind of plans. I was even thinking the plans you're talking about is how to plot when neighbor come out, you go carry person good for neck.
Okay, that was not the plan. No, that plan. The plan I don't drama said, you understand, you have to own for your own position.
Okay.
I will be sure about your organization.
And I'll be able to do that. Okay. Jeff. It's good to really hear my guy smile today. I like it. It's good to hear you smile today. Like you really smile from the bottom of your heart. I love this.
You serious?
Are you serious? Jeff, thank you so much for calling. Jeff, thank you.
I'm sorry, nobody's calling to share how they used to steal their neighbor's chicken.
I did not.
Not you.
Maybe so many people.
Yeah,
if you did, just say it. Pondit, don't wait for people to
you
say it.
Pondit,
you stole.
Relax now.
Try.
Relax now. Okay, you know, steal meat from pot.
I did.
Uh-huh.
Once,
Abby. Mm-hmm. Once has given birth to like 10 times.
No way.
You know,
no, see,
it's always once now.
No, wait.
Once they catch you, you say the first time.
No one caught me. I confessed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I took the meat from. It was okra soup, and you know how annoying okra soup be.
Mm.
There was that hole.
Oh.
Indicating that
okay.
A piece of meat just left.
Okay.
So I tried, I carried the pots, I shook it so that it would like normalize, but it wasn't. And then I heard footstep. I thought it was my aunt, but it was my mom coming to the kitchen. So I covered it and she was entering. I just stood in the door. I was like, Mommy, I'm sorry, I took meat.
Before she go find out.
You know? So I confessed and then she was like, why? Like, I don't know, I am sorry. She now said, okay, I will not beat you for confessing, but don't do it again, never in your life. And I stopped.
And that was it.
That was it. Never.
Okay,
so whenever I felt like eating meat, I used to go tell her.
God, man.
I tell her, Mommy, I want to eat meat too. She'll tell me, hey, Saturday, don't worry, I'll just buy goat meat and fry for everybody. And that was it. I'll wait till Saturday. She'll get goat meat or beef fry and everybody will just eat fried meat that day.
God, I don't know what I should say this on radio.
What?
You know, like when you are like, okay, it's my brother. Not hold on.
You liar.
Like when your brother is known for always stealing meat. So whenever meat loss, they will just name your brother.
Ah, innocent.
And then one day
you capitalize on that. Hey.
And then one day it was not him, it was another person, it was another him that went and stole. And then when they came, they now beat him. That is the one that stole, that is normal work. And then you're now one corner. You that stole the meat, you're just one corner looking. So, duck.
Pondit.
No.
You actually need to give your life.
All these things are far from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 21 minutes gone past 1 and we are throwing it all back. So right now, I want us to go back in time and enjoy Jeez. Cool Your Temper by Jay Martins. And I'm dedicating this song to that brother of ours that called, that got angry during the previous show. I am sorry. Things like this happen. Just take this from us. Just cool your temper.
This is dark and cool.
Our apologies. That happened. All right, take it from me, Jay Martins. I've been vibing to that song right here in the studio. I love the song. I love the artist. I love the lyrics. I love the message. Like, huh? No one can ever take your place. And I'm talking to you, listening to us right now. Sweet and amazing listener. No one can take your place. You are loved. You are special, and we appreciate you. I'm letting you know that no one can take your place in the heart of your radio girlfriend. Pondit actually thought at some point that I was referring to him, but come on, not you. It's not. It can't be you. It can't be.
It can't be me.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. Come with me. Nah.
Okay, 35 minutes gone past one, and this is still the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. We're talking about childhood days. We're throwing it all back in time. That's why we're even playing you all this oldest song things, or the thing that we usually do on Fridays, but we're doing it today. So I think we should squeeze in one or two phone calls before we get into the dark room. What do you think, guys? Mm-hmm. Pondit?
Yeah, baby.
Do we got messages?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
The first one says, hello, Ada Blessing. I'm Michael from Satellite Town. You just said it all. Childhood was indeed very fantastic, especially at Christmas. Okay.
Free food. I'll go
on to take this one. Good morning, Ada. I miss the extortion from my parents.
Ah, Pondit's calling.
And sometimes getting four meats on food when I cry. When I cry, tire. Okay, like when he cries, they give him four meat. Yeah, I remember that as well. Yeah, you sometimes you just fake like something happened.
My dad will call you a thief.
No, my mom used to do it sometimes. You just form like your senior brother beat you, and then you cry, and then they come to tell you sorry, and then the next thing when they are sharing food, especially if it's around the time she's sharing food, yeah, come, you just give me one extra, and then close it too. I get like three. Okay, I remember that. Okay, the message was coming from Yemi from Ogijo. I move on to this one. I'm Sunday. What I really miss back then was free food on December period. That's Ada's brother, I'm sure.
You need help.
That's all we have for now.
Okay, hello. Hello.
Someone from the childhood.
Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Daniel. Calling from Agege.
Okay, Daniel.
Hi, welcome, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
The topic is very interesting, so I decided to just throw in my few experiences.
Feel free.
For my childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so it's a mixed experience. I missed what we went through, actually. We actually had fun because along the line we were also having fun going to farm at long distances. We trek at almost 24 kilometers off state, our residential area, going to farm and all that, coming back. After school we go as far as that distance.
Mm.
We carry cassava. When you carry cassava, you come back, you peel it and you grind it, bag it. And you, after like 3 days, you are the one to fry and everything. But the fun part of it is we were really, every evening, we were really running around like mischievous children.
Hmm.
You know, so sometimes you tie rope on a long big, something that looks like snake, and hide beside the bush. So if anybody is passing through, so you stay at the other side of the bush and be drawing it. It will be like snake. you do it every day. We are like, we divided ourselves into teams and we started, hunting people around the village. Like when somebody is passing, you draw that thing and the person throws away whatever he's carrying and run away.
Oh, wow.
Another one that was very remarkable for me was it was really at this when the war just it was actually after the war when some of the forests that we were farming were just farmed like two times or three times after the war, so we were still gathering bullets around the farmland. So if you go, because I was brought up around Abia State,
okay.
So that was where the civil war was really very intense.
Okay.
So when you get to farm, you still see live bullets.
Hmm.
You pick like myself, I can pick like 20 bullets, and it was really, there was one time we were really being careless about with those bullets. We put it inside fire and hide. And they would just be blasting off another. It could have been dangerous, but thank God we were all protected. And so it's really fun, but thank God we were all protected and we all went through the experience and it was good.
Thank God you are alive to share this story. Thank Indeed. God. Thank you for calling to share. I really appreciate it.
This is a nice one. Thanks for being here to keep us company and everything.
Okay, thanks to Ada. She actually brought it because she was missing Christmas fries and all.
I was not part of the story you shared, but I think it would have been a very pleasant experience for you as well.
She enjoyed a lot of free food. That's the bottom line of the story.
She's never seen any spot, any dark spot.
She knows suffer like that. She was just enjoying.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. Well, anyways,
I've been to the farm
thank
twice
you.
In my
thank
life.
What kind of farm?
That's to take pictures. Don't worry. She just went there to take pictures.
No, the first time, yes, I went to take pictures. The second time, I went there to actually work, but it was too stressful.
I know. Don't worry. I know your time.
During our days, you go to... it was even at the hot afternoon, midday, that you from the house.
What are they go find? For sun.
You go and carry your mom would have prepared your cassava in the morning, so they wait for you to come and carry it back.
But I enjoyed peeling cassava.
But how about even going to farm to weed grass under the hot sun?
I can't weed.
Because your parents will say it is the best time to weed the grass so that they will start dying. You remember as well?
Under the sun,
you know?
Yes, under the hot sun. That's the best time to weed grass.
So why can't I weed it in the morning or in the evening and then let tomorrow's sun kill it?
No, because maybe rain might fall. Maybe during rainy season like this, they are timing it when they have sun. They're like, okay, let's go to farm.
I'll be dark.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you.
What? No, but for real, Pondit, I've been to the farm before, twice.
Okay.
I used to have a picture of that on my Facebook, but I took it down, I think, yes.
I've been to the farm so many times. That's why I can even tell you the best time
the
to...
The end point is, Ada, been to the farm. But peeling of cassava, I've lost count because I used to enjoy it. Not for me, though.
Not like it's your responsibility. Is that type that you see maybe the house girl doing or maybe
no,
the neighbor doing
we
it? You just go
it.
And...
My mom was... We're always buying Gary. But I mean, then... When I was in secondary school, I had friends that, you know, they used to go to the farm.
Thank you.
So I would just go visit them.
Thank you. So,
and help them and peel. I used to enjoy it.
So that's why you enjoy it until it's your responsibility or you're doing it like it's your source
no,
of
but
earnings.
It was fun. We're using it to like compete. Who will first finish this one? And we'll just be peeling it very fast.
This one, they talk about Jibota. I beg. Let's get back to the phone lines.
What's your problem?
I love the para.
And also, I know how to filter Gary. Yes, they'll just put that
please
basket.
Let's get back to the phone.
You filter it. But I don't know how to fry.
Take calls.
Wait.
Take calls so that you hear people that did it for a living. That's what
I want
learn.
To learn how to fry.
I can put you through though. I know all those
it was,
things.
It was not smooth. It was coming out like it was molded. It
if
was,
you want to, I can teach you all those things. I've done all those things in my childhood.
I am serious. I really want to learn how to do
no
it.
No problem. A class is 50,000 naira.
You're not serious. I'll go to my village and help somebody and learn.
Sorry
yes.
about that, people.
Offer to help and then learn.
Sorry.
Why
about
do I pay you 50K to suffer?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Ada, how are you?
Ada is good. Thanks for asking.
Fundy, I greet you.
I greet you times 10, my brother.
Ada, this is Merciful from Sule. Long
merciful,
time.
Merciful, please be merciful to me. Yes, long time. It's been a while. Welcome. Hello?
Everything I miss in those olden days that. If any time my mother gave my food, especially the sausage, are you with me?
We are struggling to hear you. Oh, merciful. The network was not merciful.
You should have been merciful enough to share your childish stories. Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. It's Chike calling once again from Atata.
Welcome.
Yay.
Yeah.
Welcome, Chike.
Okay. Actually, I remember so many things, but I will just brief one funny story about that time.
Okay.
I was born and brought up here in Lagos. So at my earlier age, Our parents moved down to East, and we have to go back to village, you know. Mm. So, but I remember that time when I was in primary school, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, students and teachers, you know, they would select some huge guys. You know, that time we see like 30 years old, you know, in primary school, to go and read for people who refuse to go to school. So I remember that our uniform, blue and white.
Ah,
if war, if
you went to, wait, bros, you follow go community school?
Yes.
Ah, we plenty. Okay.
Mm, so and we normally go for reading. So we, if they see us with that uniform, people they will be, they used to see us like staff people. They will, you know, area boys see staff people today.
Okay.
So, and sometimes we see, you see me when I'm driving my sports bus school to school. I will see some cattle here as well. They left their car and behind away because they saw my uniform coming.
Wow.
It was very funny anyway.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you for sharing. We really appreciate it. Mm. Just, he really says summary. I like that.
No, yes,
nobody
actually
is telling us moonlight stories where friends from the from different families can just come together. I think it happened in a neighborhood. Like 4 or 5 families can just come together with all the siblings
that
and
story,
they gather.
They end well.
I don't know.
You know they end well. All those big people, they will now send it to mommy and daddy play and dismiss us. I did not enjoy it because they were always sending people like us inside.
Well, I'm sorry.
I wasn't enjoying it. I miss fighting under the rain.
No,
naked.
It's not even that though. I wanted to land somewhere that the moonlight stories, sometimes when you start having girlfriend at that age, you know, to end somewhere.
I never liked it.
I used to like it
because they always cutting my joy short.
Where the story is like 90% to completion, your mom would just say,
not my mom, those big brothers and sisters.
No, it's even your mom that will come out and realize that you are not in the room and be like, what are you still outside? Still outside this time? And then you leave. And then in the morning, you will now be asking maybe your siblings or your friends in the neighborhood that stayed to the end of the story. I'm like, so how did the story end? Did the tortoise actually cross the road? And you know, things like that. Oh my goodness. Ada, I don't know. You're too tush. Yeah. You're really too tush.
Not that. Come on.
You're so tush. I don't know.
Come on.
I don't blame. Maybe you were born in the
20s. Ah, you're sick. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Prince.
Welcome, Prince.
Yeah, I just remembered, you made me remember some funny time those days when we were growing up. When we were in school, we formed a group. We're calling ourselves all the men, primary school.
Okay.
So there was a time I didn't take my bath because I left home very late. Huh. So I didn't bathe that day. So when I got to school, it was a time when they introduced that if you don't bath from home, they'll bathe you in the school. So they got me naked and beat me up.
Jesus Christ. What kind of school was that?
Can you imagine?
What kind of school was that?
That were watching me, mocking me. So we now formed a group. So whenever we during the break, we bought mirrors, so we'll put it on the ground.
Oh.
So when somebody will now chase you as if you are running, you fall the person, you fall the girl. The girl will now, you know, if you raise her leg up, you will see her pants. So we start doing that in return of what they were mocking us for. Because most of my friends that are taken through the same attitude that they bet in school, so we now form the group. We start calling ourselves all the men.
Why you no go back from up for house?
Don't mind me. You know, when we were doing that, we were doing it and going scot free. But the day we did it for the headmistress's daughter, they sent us home.
Jesus.
So that now made my grandmom know what I was doing in school. They beat me up.
Mm.
I don't want to remember that episode.
debit all the men members.
Oh my God!
All the bet in school home, men.
When I got home, we were denied for eating meat for 7 days. You know what I was doing?
What?
When we had eaten our food, my grandmother is now sleeping. I'll go to the pot. I will slim feed the meat. Trim them. When it's plenty, I will now use to soak garri. So my grandma will be saying, how come this meat is shrink like this? Are you supposed to be thicker than this? They didn't know it was me that was doing the cat.
Hey.
The rat thing. But the day they caught me, you remember what I said she is? Uh-uh. They will tie me down and use pepper. You know, the growing up was really fun.
Ah, bro. That one will be fun. You suffer. It's a suffering. But it's life generally now. But you're okay in life, right?
Oh, my brother. You know all those days you use to learn, mm-hmm. you use to trim, you use it to... When you do some sober reflections, that will make you grow well. But funny enough, you know I told you I grew up in Benin.
Yeah.
Edo College precisely.
Okay.
As time was going on, all those big men, all those big shots children of the commissioner of police, Obas, children.
The Ajebos, people like Ada Blessing.
They started carrying guns. So some of them grew up with that mindset, the orientation. Mm. They started carrying guns, so they killed them in armed robbery. So I now use all those, you know, peer pressure. So I stopped going with those kind of friends. That's why I'm alive today. There was even a period when one of us, that the parents are so prominent because of that particular guy. They omitted his name and flew him abroad. Till today, that was how we lost contact.
Jeez.
You know, sometimes when the kind of friends you move with determines the journey of your life.
Yeah.
True. Yes, that's the truth.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing this story. Man. Yeah. I'm sure if we allow you, you will share more.
Bro, yes.
I know. Thank God. You're alive.
Thanks for sharing.
That's why a studio guy was able to lambast me on phone. He said I talk too much story that I'm doing salmon on phone.
No, calm down. I like the fact that you are now happy. I play that song for you.
I just wanted to compliment. I just wanted to tell you that, no, because if the guy was still in studio, maybe I wouldn't be doing this.
It's
fine. That's the truth.
It's fine.
I like your maturity.
It's fine.
No problem.
Thank you.
Because you have so much, I don't know how to put it. Your childhood, I don't even know the word that I can use to describe it. That's why you're built well. You deserve this.
Yes.
Bro,
thank you very much.
Bro,
thank you very much.
With the best childhood memories.
We are the same constituency, you and I.
Yeah, bro. That's what's up.
It's only our dad that is doing like your butter now.
You should stop this now. Yeah, I've
stolen enough, more than enough.
Bro.
But I've repented.
Bro, we all repented. You know?
Amen.
We all repented.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you for calling.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah, somebody from the back should shout out, man.
Okay, good to know. Please, no one should steal. It's not good. Don't steal from your parents. You're going to have kids someday.
No, I have apologized to my parents.
You think it's by that one?
I apologized on radio.
You think it's by that one? Don't worry, Kama will visit you.
Was Kama alive then?
Oh, no. It wasn't born then. Hello, Mr. Hello. Jeff.
I want to tell you, I don't laugh. So you just say very funny.
Make me no laugh.
I beg. Okay. I hope you don't judge me. Get one time when you smoke. You get one more. One more you say, like, you fly me. As he come fly me. Yeah, like, friend. Except for the boss.
Can you just talk without laughing so we hear you?
Inside the story, they're funny, so you need laughing.
He can't carry the beat. Like, he sees the beat, so he can't give it to you. I can't put all down my hand. He can't fall down. I can't put all down my hand. He go out. He can't cash on. I can't just say that the guy sees the beat, but they my hand. He's not up your
feet.
My man can't come. My man beat me. My man carry me to your feet. saying you don't can't smoke in my head. Then my papa come, as I say, this is the pastor what can't do this one. My head, why can't I go to church?
Oh dear, Jeff.
All right.
Jeff. I said,
you've really done something.
Well, I'm glad they casted the spirit out from you, buddy.
You know. I mean, the spirit is still there. Jeff, please.
He said no.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yes, Daddy.
Wow. Since when the Daddy Free say call, pick one call, and since then I've been calling.
Ah, sorry.
I'm telling you, I say, are you selecting numbers?
No
or
way,
what?
Never.
I know how it works, but no problem. I'm happy.
Especially if you don't have the same childhood memory like Ada.
You know the first caller, when he mentioned Okadigbo, I see the way you, wow, those are name men. Like Okadigbo, Timber and Caliber.
Oh,
jeez.
Okadigbo.
I remember around this wall.
Oh, wow.
Ada, my own childhood listed. My friend, we have about six in number.
Okay.
So in my village then, there's this vigilante group, right? So my one of us, Sunday or Saturday, the dad is like the chief priest. So if they want to do anything, they will consult the man. The man will say, bring a goat, bring 5 tubers of yam, bring 1 bottle of red oil.
Wow.
So those group who are doing the night meeting then 6 of us, we decided to go and buy white cloth. Clean white cloth, to pure white, like 2 yards, right?
Okay.
Children, then we go and cut a long whip, cane, hey. Right? Long hey. One, so they used to stay in the market village square. So exactly 12 midnight, we carry those white cloth, cover ourselves. Then we move, reach where those babad days. Use those whips. Pew, pew, pew. The pig race. All of them run. They say, Nasirito. So the next group, say, this group that are strong, they run for that thing. Now we go. So that's our friend. They said, let them consult the dad, you know, the chief priest now, to find out what happened. The man threw whatever he threw. They are not small. We just need a small sacrifice. He mentioned the goat, mentioned the yam, mentioned the red oil. And we will kill the goat to butcher it. We'll take some. We will take like our own pepper soup.
Wow.
Shit.
So after eating, yes, when they do that thing, I couldn't bear it, you know. When I get home, I say, Mommy, this thing that happened that the whole village said they won't do vigilante, we are the cause. He said, shut up. You don't know what you are saying. The spirit pursue these people, you come and say. I say, no, Oshade's son, nine leaders, say make we do that thing. And my papa be the chief priest.
Jesus Christ.
So they didn't believe us. I say, look at you. So all these people, we call them satanists. So when you were telling childhood whatever, I can't recall them. Look at what we did.
So what then happened? The ghost did not fetch you guys out.
I'm telling you, the man didn't see anything. He didn't see anything. And they didn't believe us, I'm telling you. That's how they stop vigilante, because the other group not agree go and do the vigilante again.
May ghosts go flog them.
I'm telling you.
Goes way by clothes for market.
I'm telling you, that thing was there. That time I said, wow, look at these people. Adult. They believe. And they all stay near the stream. They say, the thing come out from river. White, all white. Flog them.
So one question. So where does your fellow ghost now?
Those boys, one of them is late now. Fidelity Ogwe, that one is late.
Yeah.
Then the other one. He's the chief security officer in our primary school. In the village, something. I'm telling you.